You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama and Tennessee syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number three on a Friday afternoon. We're glad you guys are with us. All right, we're shifting gears now. We spent the first segment of the show talking about how seemingly lately Democrats are on the wrong side of everything. They don't have an answer. All they can do is shout, scream, and make a fuss, and they just it ain't working. And then we spent some time with JP on sports, and now we're back to what I would call the socio-cultural and political discussions that we got to have because, y'all, there's so much happening. And I say it all the time, but I mean it when I say it. In my own experience, too, sometimes what happens in your state capital has way more impact on you than what happens in D.C. And right now, your state legislatures in a variety of states, in our listening areas, in multiple states, but in Tennessee and Alabama especially, they are in session as we speak. Well, one of those who is in session right now is Alabama State Senator April Weaver. April Weaver represents the 14th Senate District, which includes Bibb, Chilton, and Shelby counties in Alabama. She's the chair of confirmation. She also sits on the vice chair of fiscal responsibility and economic development, the same committee I used to chair. And she's got a lot going on. She's also a Club for Growth fellow, which I was a few years ago. And she's on the phone right now. State Senator April Weaver, how you doing?
I am doing great, Phil. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for making time for us.
Hey, thanks for having me today. I haven't talked to you in a while. It's great to connect again.
It has been a while. And yeah, I didn't say it, but April and I actually served in the legislature. She was in the House at the time. She came up to the Senate in, 2021, I believe. Is that right?
I did. After I left the House, after I received the opportunity to work for the first Trump administration.
That's right.
I was the regional director for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services under President Trump's first administration. And, of course, I was a presidential appointee. So after that election, I came back home. And about the time that I came home, your former colleague, State Senator Cam Ward, had received the appointment to be director of pardons and parole for Governor Ivey. And I walked into the special election to fill his seat, which Cam and I had been legislative partners for a while. My House seat had been nested in his Senate seat. So I had served Shelby, Bibb, and Chilton counties for several years when I was in the House. So entered that special election in 2021, and I have been serving as the only Republican woman in the Alabama Senate since that time.
Well, and I will say, too, having known your work in the House and with the Trump administration, I knew it was going to be a shoe-in for you going in 2021, and you've been a great addition. And listen, I said it a moment ago, but a lot of folks don't realize what this is, but Club for Growth is one of the most conservative organizations, especially when it comes to fiscal issues in the nation. And they started a thing called the Club for Growth Foundation, and I was one of the founding fellows of it, and you're now a fellow, too, am I correct?
I am. I've entered this one-year program, and we've had our first call in January. We have another one coming up next week, and, really good stuff the first month. I can't wait to hear about your experience, because when I got the notice that I had been chosen as a fellow, I was extremely excited. But I looked at the people that had been through from Alabama as fellows, and so it's really exciting to me to follow in footsteps of conservatives, especially conservatives like you.
Well, I appreciate it. And listen, you're going to have a great time with that. It's a great experience. Hey, let me jump on some legislation. You've been very successful here lately with a bill that, I'll be honest with you, I'm wondering why it took this long. But you got that thing through in the first week of the session, which a lot of folks don't realize that's like blistering speed, because usually the first week of the session is the, hey, how are you? What are you doing? Let's all hang out kind of week, and not this week. You got busy. And so I think it's Senate Bill 79, the What is a Woman Act, basically. Tell us about it and where it's going next.
So you are exactly right about the speed of the legislature this week. We had a three-day week, and you know how those three-day weeks can go, because usually you have session days on Tuesday and Thursday with committee day in between. But we were in three-day week this time, so we really hit the ground running, and we didn't waste any time. I really am so excited because I feel like we have a new conservative fire raging through not only the Senate but the legislature. So it's been really exciting to me this week. I was laughing when I was walking to my office yesterday, and I said, I can't believe we've been here 3 days. I feel like we've been here 8 weeks. But yeah. It was a crazy week. You know, we had lots of conservative bills in committee on Wednesday, had a lot on the floor yesterday, and really, really excited that this What Is a Woman Act was able to get on the calendar yesterday. And, you know, second one up. Susan Dubose and I have worked on this last year, and Susan got her version up to me last year, and it stalled in the Senate on the very last day. You know how that is. Even if you have some good bills, sometimes they get caught in the shuffle of things that tie up the floor. So we were disappointed that we were not able to pass it last year. But this year, I mean, it was on fire. I was able to work with Senator Elliott to get it on committee on Wednesday. It was an interesting day in the State House. You remember the days when there are lots of protesters there?
Oh, yeah.
There were two very large protests in Montgomery that day, and I think one of them was about equality, and the other one was an LGBTQ parade that started and came down. Dexter started at the Capitol, ended at the State House, and then I think both the parades came into the committee meeting on Wednesday, so there was lots of discussion, so much that everybody couldn't fit in the committee rooms, but was able to get it on the floor yesterday. Very, very long day of filibustering with the Democrats, but, you know, in the end, we were successful, and it's on its way to the House. It's on the House committee 11 o'clock Tuesday morning, and we are really, really excited. And as you heard in the governor's State of the State address, she has it as one of her priorities this year. So we're going to get it through the House and get it over there for her to sign really quickly.
Well, and I saw where, and I can't tell you how many of these I had to endure, but I saw where Democrats filibustered. Senator Roger Smitherman, a Democrat from Birmingham, who is Roger and I got along great. But it was almost like I could predict what he was going to say every time he went to the microphone. And he literally compared this to Jim Crow laws and said that it was going to create legal discrimination against transgender people. But if you wouldn't mind, the bill, my understanding is the bill literally says in Alabama, we recognize male and female from biological birth, period. We're not doing this gender fluid thing. We're not letting people identify, and we're requiring that public spaces literally say you're not going to have multi-occupancy restrooms and transitional changing rooms and all of it, right?
So you are correct, and that is exactly what this legislation said. It provided very precise definitions of the words man, woman, male, female, boy, girl, mother, and father. And, you know, what I kept saying yesterday was, this is common sense, guys. This is the simplest and easiest to understand bill that you will ever consider during this entire session.
Yeah.
You know, I kept saying, these definitions are rooted in proven fact. There is indisputable biology. You know, and everybody was like, oh, you know, why do we need this? And the answer is because we need this in law to codify it, to discuss, you know, it's based on biology rather than some trendy and dangerous social theory.
Yeah.
So, you know, and even in the filibusters, I kept saying, well, I challenge you to make the case that any of these definitions that we have listed in this bill are in any way inaccurate. I never got one person that said that they were not.
Sure.
You know, and I just kept saying it. And you know, my talking points were really easy. They, you know, it was hours worth of filibuster, and, you know, they, you know, accused me of discrimination and being bad to people and, you know, just all the things that we usually get accused of. My answer was, you know, I'm here to protect Alabama families and Alabama values, and this is common sense. And That's why I'm here. So
it absolutely,
you know, it's one
is.
Of those things that your feet hurt at the end of the day, but you know, you go home knowing that you hopefully made a difference and did something to make Alabama a better place.
Well, it did. You know what's interesting? It's one of those bills, it doesn't make a difference because the difference was never real. But at the same time, it makes a difference because it prevents people from trying to create differences. Does that make sense? I mean, it's just maddening that we even had to do this, but I applaud you for getting it done. It's just the fact that we're here right now is almost surreal in a sense.
And it's really crazy that the world has come to the place where it is right now. And, you know, one of the quotes that, you know, you talk for hours and you never know which line of what you say is going to be used on the news.
Yeah.
And it's really funny because the point where I just got really frustrated, I finally said, hey, dressing like an astronaut does not make you an astronaut, and dressing like a pirate does not make you a pirate. So dressing like a man or woman doesn't make you one if you weren't born that way. And, of course, that was exactly the comment that got on all the mostly liberal news stations last night of, hey, just because you dress like a pirate doesn't mean you're a pirate. So
I stand by
that, and I believe if you dress like a man or a woman and you're not one, that doesn't make you one either.
I'm with you, sister. Listen, that's just – and you're right. It's common sense. In fact, I think I may have told you earlier when we were arranging for you to be on the show that I named this segment of the show Common Sense is Common Again. And it's almost as if we're being allowed to say this stuff now. Because there was a period, and we got a couple minutes left here, but there was a period we've just kind of been through where you felt like if you labeled things common sense, you were going to get doxxed, you were going to get hollered at, you were going to get deplatformed. And how dare we? But the reality is, all we're doing is speaking truth, but we're codifying truth into Alabama law.
That's exactly right. And I will tell you, and you've been there, you came in 2010 when I came in downstairs in the house. And do you remember that conservative fire that we all felt when we came in 2010?
Yeah.
I will tell you, over the years of the legislature, I kind of feel like that's kind of dwindled a little bit.
Yes, I do.
But yesterday in the Alabama Senate, when we got finished, I was so excited, and I told him, I was like, I feel like I need to go get my pom-poms, because today on the Senate floor, I felt the same fire that I felt when we had the Storming the State House group in 2010. And I tell you, it's just an exciting time for me. I looked around, and you know, on the Senate floor, the only person that was left that came in the 2010 group now is Donnie Chesteen. He was downstairs with me.
Yeah.
I think Paul Lee and Terry Collins are the only two still left downstairs. So there are not many of us left who had that experience of that conservative fire where we finally took control of the majorities after 136 years in 2010. So I will tell you, I am fired up. I think that, like I said, I think common sense is back. From a Senate standpoint, you know, we have a new pro tem.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think a lot of that yesterday with the great calendar and the conservative fire was absolutely due to Garland Gudger. And I'm excited, and I think he's going to be the kind of pro tem that keeps us on the right path and keeps us fighting for conservative values.
Well, I am, listen, I can't tell you how good it is to hear that because, but I agree with you. And I am glad to hear that the fire that you and I were a part of in 2010, which we carried through for several years. I mean, when I left the Senate, I had a reporter ask me, why'd you leave? I said, because everything I ran on in 2010 has happened. And but I've not been seeing that level of agenda, that level of fight. But to hear you say that, having been in the fights that we were in back in 2010, is pretty refreshing. Listen, we got to leave it there. But State Senator April Weaver from District 14, thanks for what you do. Thanks for the bill you just passed. I know you got more legislation. We'll have you back on again sometime soon, all right?
Hey, I would love that. Thanks for having me, Phil. Have a good weekend.
All right, see you, April. Bye-bye. Yeah, that's good stuff, man. I tell you what, I can't tell you how good that – go ahead and take it to a break, JP, but I can't tell you how good that does my soul to hear somebody who was in the mix in 2010 when I came in too say, I feel like the fire is being restored. Y'all, I'm ready to charge the gates. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.